Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. This week, we highlight some pieces of content posted to eSchool News that look at technologies developed for the classroom, but not necessarily for students, the teachers. I'd have to say that historically, EdTech is not something that has been universally loved by teachers. There's an acronym that used to make the round called THWADIS. That's the way we've always done it, which was basically teachers saying, I've taught algebra for 25 years, and I don't need some piece of software to show me otherwise. Well, a lot of things happened during the pandemic, and teachers had no choice but to use technologies to make any sort of learning happen. These next few items show that the days of THWADIS are probably over, and I think that's a good thing. Let's dig in. Starting off, Sam Bowman, he's a contributing writer for eSchool News, takes a look at a topic that we all unfortunately know too well, but the story offers some solutions that might be surprising. He writes, most teachers are overworked and underpaid. There's also a lack of support and resources to help them thrive, particularly when it comes to mental health. As a result, teachers are burnt out and struggling with various mental health challenges due to job demands. In turn, this impacts how productive they can be in the classroom. Positive resources are critical in mitigating teacher burnout and diminished mental health. Classroom technology resources, like video conferencing tools, are one of those positive resources. He goes on to post a half dozen examples of how to help. I'll share three of them with you here. And as you mentioned, video conferencing. So video conferencing allows teachers to embrace flexible schedules that support a healthy work-life balance, he writes. For example, they can continue a hybrid schedule with students that consists of in-person and virtual classes. It's also easier to fit in a remote therapy or counseling session during lunch or after school with video conferencing tools. Another tool, having teachers be able to use their own devices. He writes, trying to learn a new school-provided device can be extremely frustrating, especially if teachers aren't tech-savvy. In addition, continual frustration can negatively impact mental health and how they interact with students. On the other hand, when teachers can bring their own devices to work, it eliminates the learning curve for school-provided technology. The ability to bring a personal device to work enables them to navigate lessons more confidently and engage with students. And then here's another one, social media. Many educators are against the use of social media in the classroom because it can be a huge distraction for students. However, others have decided to embrace using social media, and their classrooms are all the better for it.